Fantastic. Right. Thank you, BBS, for having us live on the internet. I welcome all those who called in or who dialed in. We have more people joining in over the phone line. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Vaughn from North Hollywood.
And I'm welcome to the call.
Thank you.
And more people joined in. We welcome you. Please say your name and location.
This is Jeannie in Citrus.
Hi.
Yeah, hi, Jeannie. And is this Terry?
Yes, this is Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
More people join in. We welcome you all. This is Gijs from Agalia. Please say your name and location.
Molina, Venice Beach.
Good evening. Several things at the same time. Welcome to the call. This is Gijs from Agalia. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Larry in northeastern Wisconsin.
Yeah, hi, Larry. Welcome.
Hi, this is Willow in Riverside, California.
Hi, Willow. Welcome to the call.
Thank you very much.
Gail from New Jersey.
Good evening, Dave. We welcome you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being.
Hi, this is Tammy from Playa del Rey, California.
Hi, Tammy. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Notice what kind of green cell I wrote here.
Good evening, and welcome to the call.
Thanks,
Heis. Good evening. Welcome to the call. This is Heis. Please say your name and location. If there are still people who joined in who have not announced themselves, please feel free to do so. Well, we have a nice group of people. Thank you all for being here. We are live on the internet, BBS Radio. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Suzanne in Columbus.
Good evening, Suzanne. Welcome to the call.
Thanks.
All right.
Has anybody heard of author Lynn Grabhorn?
Yes, I have. In fact,
you read any of her books?
Yes, I did. I think she was talking to the Elohim.
Oh, okay.
I
met a psychic woman over the weekend, and we were just talking, and she recommended that author. So I got something from the library for her.
She didn't actually put her channelings in her books. Mm. She wrote her channeling. She wrote her books from her conscious mind, but obviously she had connections, and everything she said in her books very much, at least at the time I read it, very much correlated to all the information we were getting, and I felt an Elohim energy to it. So I haven't looked at it recently. This was like 5 years ago that I was just looking for everybody, cross-referencing things, trying to figure out why is she there? I said there must be other people out there.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is John from Aspen, Colorado.
Yeah, hi, John. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
I win, by the way.
Hey. So let's see what time it is. It is, we're on BBS. It's 6:03, and Terry is here, correct? Terry,
yes.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Terry.
I learned how to mute the Omaphone.
Oh, good. Okay, super. You're now a PhD at Newton University, right?
Why would you call me that?
All right.
Now, you know what PhD stands for?
I'm afraid to ask.
Pilot higher and deeper.
Okay.
I thought it was post-hole digger.
Wait a second. Now, listen, we have a new rule. When there's a ding on the phone, all the bats have to be quiet.
We have two dings over here. I welcome those two people. This is Hyde. Please say your name and location.
This is Ron in Mountain Grove.
Good evening, Ron. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Please say your name and location. We welcome you. Yeah. One more. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Brian in Missouri.
Hi, Brian. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Now, Brian, do the people in Missouri instead of Missouri?
Well, it's both ways. You get, you know, that's a strong source of dissension.
It is. If I ever go to Missouri, and I'll say I'm from Missouri, they'll believe me, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
All right, then. Let's move the line, all right?
We're going to mute everybody.
Okay? Muted.
Everybody's muted. Oh, let me ask one question.
Unmuted.
Now, is there anyone that was not hearing the dings when people came in?
I can't understand.
What's that? You couldn't understand me?
No, I understand. Repeat the question again.
Is there anyone that's been on the call? Would you like to say your name and your city, please? This is Wayne.
Hold on. Okay.
Is there anyone that didn't hear that thing when that person came on? Okay, so Dwayne's theory is disproved. Everyone's hearing the dings. So, that's that. All right.
Muted.
Everyone's muted.
This conference is being recorded.
This is May 22nd, 2013, and this is our Wednesday night call. Who's making all that static in the background?
It's going to be line, Lynn. Probably call in with your cell phone.
Okay. My line is not being so high. Hey, this is Lynn. Would you like to say your name in the city?
I'm going to turn it off.
Oh, no. Everyone's muted.
Unmuted.
Would you like to say in the city? And you don't have to. Hi there.
I'll say it.
This is Florida.
Kim.
Kim.
I came in a long time ago.
You've been listening. You've been a submarine, right?
Can you hear me, Wayne?
I can't. Who is that?
Muted.
Can you hear me, Wayne?
Okay. I'm switching over to my cell phone. So,
I think he's calling me a cell phone.
Okay.
It's something.
Okay, I'm doing it. Hang on.
Hey, let me hear you again, please.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you, but it's also very unclear. Can you hear me over your phone?
My phone is very unclear. It's blurring the words.
Yeah, same to me. So it's not just for all the phone lines, apparently.
Oh. Well, I'll try to call in on my cell phone then.
Let me see. Let me unmute someone over here. Okay, Dave, let's see. Hey, Dave, can you hear me? Okay, I can barely hear you on my end. Do you hear the line clear?
I can't understand what you're saying. You're breaking up quickly.
Hello?
Yes, Wayne?
Is this better?
I said it might be my line. I think I'm going to hang up and call back in.
All right. Okay. I'm on my other phone now. And
Ice?
Ice just phone up. Okay?
I think it was his line.
Yeah. So, who is that? Is that Joel?
No, okay. This is Larry.
Hey, Larry. So, what's happening is our calls are actually started a half an hour early. And we have this group of people coming on the calls that we're getting to know each other. And they like to come in early and giggle. Because they were being infected by a spirit. And they were enjoying each other. And they were healing until we got mad at each other. And then they got fights and then they giggled again. And so anyone that wants to hear from us, listening, can call in early. And they like to enjoy that, okay? You feel more, how can I say it? You know, this is, when you think about connecting with higher dimensions, and even myself, when this idea, even when I was studying metaphysical things, you kind of think that you're going somewhere else. But ultimately, you're there, you're here. Continuum. So when people start giggling and having fun, they're accessing the continuum. They're actually helping to ground it. Now, some people don't like that. They want to just come into the sacred part of the energy. Then they can come in at 6 o'clock. But if you like the idea of coming in early and saying hello to people and letting people get to know you, then that's available. And you can try it. If it doesn't work for you, then just come back at 6 o'clock. So this evening, if you got the mailing today, we talk. Why do we have this echo? Let me see here. All right. What's happening is I'm having people with the internet on in the background while they're listening. So I just have to mute them, and I think we're okay now. We talk a lot about how when you start accessing higher dimensions, higher frequencies in the positive, because higher does not necessarily mean better or positive, because there's higher frequencies of the negative. And we are working with higher frequencies of the positive on this call in our group. And when you start accessing that as an experience, your matrix starts to expand. What's your matrix? That's your energy field. And it's a subtle experience, because it's not like you're accessing somewhere and you can suddenly say, it's not like you're sending a periscope up from a submarine and you can see the territory, because you can't. I can't. Most people can't. Now, Terry seems to have the ability to do that. But for most of us, we have to settle for this very expanded feeling, this uplifted feeling, this sense of joy that can come in. And one of the great bonuses is this ability to have reality shift, because you have expanded beyond 3D. And so there is a subtle reciprocation of energies that happen that in 3D look like miracles, but in the higher realms, is common. It's, you know, the higher realms, 3D is very sluggish, and the higher realms are not. They're not sluggish. Things move around easily. Things shift and change. And so, one of the ways that miracles happen in 3D is when you start to precursor to physical reality. And we're all learning, those of you on these calls regularly in particular, starting to become comfortable with that feeling, that expansion. And many of you are having some kind of experience in your 3D life that has validated that something is going on that shouldn't happen. And so I get emails from people all the time. Oftentimes people that I never talk to, I never said hello to them on the conference line, they're listening on the internet, and yet they feel the energies, and they've had shifts in their life. And I don't know if you guys can appreciate how miraculous it is that we have created a template that maybe we have a few hundred people. When I say a few hundred, I'm including the people that are on the live call, people that are listening on the internet, and the people that are listening to the replays on the Spirit Channel, where the energy is also present. We have a few hundred people that oftentimes we don't even know somebody, and then a year and a half down the line, they send me an email and tell me about all the things that have happened to them as a result of listening to these calls. And to me, this is a phenomenal accomplishment to be able to impact a group of people and make a contribution where they can change their lives. And this call has a few hundred people. What if it had a few million? How do we get a few million people listening to us? Because if we did that, we could probably shift this planet. And there's a lot of people out there that are accessing higher dimensions and that are bringing in this kind of energy. We're not the only ones. But the manner in which we're doing it in such a public way for free is very unique, because it allows people to come in and check us out. They don't have to go to a weekend workshop. They don't have to believe anything. They can ride with it until the experience hits home and they shift. And so I don't know if you all can have thought about that or can see that. You're coming in and you're having your own experience. But as we do this, part of the goal of this is, number one, to have other people have this experience. Number two, if we could, to shift the planet. I don't know if we can do that. I don't know if we can get that many people. But it's certainly a great vision. And I look forward to the next time I'm on George Norrie, because I think that the energy has been incubating, and I'll wish you a whole slew of new people start to check us out. And we're working on getting on some other shows, and this is where synchronicities start to happen. As everyone starts to think, when is going to get out there? It's not just me. We create a group energy that creates momentum, because it creates, it's not just me being out there being famous. It's that each person that's in the chain of making something happen is part of holding the energy for that to happen. So that's the way that I see it. And all of you who are holding energy, that are holding that space, are part of grounding this new energy into the planet. And, you know, it's easy to start taking it for granted just because we're here all the time. We get so familiar with it, and you don't realize how special it is that this is happening in this realm. And you don't realize, or you forget, how powerful it is. And you know, the way this transmits is through the consciousness of those of you who have been touched and who have shifted your life. And that, you know, one easy way, and if you notice, I started to put up the hard copy of the Creator Gods of the Physical Universe when I talk to you. And some of you have been purchasing them. They're $15. And, of course, we give it away for free as a download. But once you have the hard copy, or two hard copies, or three of them, and maybe at some point we'll even make a discount for five of them, you can have them, and you can pass them around and let other people read it. And don't have any attachment. Just say, this is really far out, this really moving, and loan it to somebody. And that person may end up being another person whose life changes because they read that book, because that was all of your first introduction to this work. And do you realize if you give that book to somebody and their life changes, you are in the line of energy that is creating that life change. And because you are in that line of energy, it changes you. Just as all of you who have been coming into these calls and who have been expanding and learning learning to live this, you have changed me. And, you know, if you notice, as I come into these calls now, I sound more confident. Terry sounds more confident. Not because we're more confident, it's because you've changed us, because we've touched you, and we have a connection. If I sit and meditate and go into myself, I'm not alone. I feel all the energy that's on these calls. And many of you can do the same thing. And you feel the energy of the Elohim. So it is like we have taken something which is impossible, almost, in this realm, and we grounded it. You and I and everyone who's volunteered, everyone is part of it. Everyone is part of the energy of that being grounded into this realm. And I tell you, I didn't know how this would work. And the very first time I put the Creator God book out for free, I'm thinking, what's going to happen? How are people going to respond? Because I know that what we're putting out is very challenging for people's reality systems. And yet, when you move into it, if you're open to it, your reality system changes. And so this evening, the Elohim often say, just call on us, we're there, we can help. And I know some of you have said, why aren't they helping me? Why is my life tough? And I have two people. In fact, I actually got three emails yesterday from people who were telling me how something happened in their life that was phenomenal, because they called on our sources and something shifted. And I thought it would be inspiring to have them share what happened. And the first person, Vaughn, let me see if you're there, Vaughn. Do a star six, would you please? Hello, Vaughn. Star six, Vaughn. Calling Vaughn.
Now I know how Terry feels.
Terry, would you give Vaughn a call and teach him how to unmute his phone?
I could use that.
Terry's still muted, okay? She's saying, oh, wait a minute, he's calling on me. Why do I unmute the phone? So, Vaughn, let me ask you a couple questions. How did you hear about it? How did you learn about this work?
I went to the Whole Life, Whole Consciousness Expo last October in LAX, Hilton. And I was walking down the aisles, and the Scientologists were there, and the people with the metal pyramids on their heads were there, and I was sort of bemused, but I had this feeling that I was supposed to meet somebody there. And then I started talking to Terry, and I realized that you and Terry were the ones that I was intended to speak to. And it resonated immediately. So I went to your workshop.
I remember that time, because you were hanging out at the end of the show, and Vaughn was helping me carry all of our stuff into the car, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And then you came to my workshop, and then a couple of months later, for some reason, we connected in another way. I can't remember what it was. And you've been attending the calls for how long, okay?
Well, from October on, last year.
From October of last year. So you sent me an email yesterday, and essentially in the email, you were in a place where you were back against the wall. Was something that you were having great problems with. That was a point of concern, mostly around money, for a number of months. And then you said, well, let me try calling in the LLC. And why don't you hear the story of what happened?
Well, yes. Actually, I heard something that really... I didn't think about it at the time. It was on your call, and it was the lady, and I don't remember her name, but I'm really grateful. She says that every morning she wakes up and sees and thanks him and praises his work and is grateful. And she was, do you know the name of the other woman? Who was
the only member? I don't even know.
If she's out there, I'm really happy. She called in and she shared. The money issue was only symbolic, really. The last 2 years, I've been putting my younger son through private high school. And I've been divorced, separated, and estranged from my children. And there's a lot of... upset energy around it and around money. Money was the issue for the divorce. And I wanted to come through for my son and put him into private school the same way we had together for his older brother. He graduated 4 years from a Catholic school. I wanted that for my younger boy, Wyatt, also. And here it is, like, a couple of weeks before graduation, and I still owe, like, $9,000, and it just seemed insurmountable. I thought I fell into, like, I saw that I was about to fall into despair, but I also saw that that was, if I were to do that, then I truly would not succeed. I would be defeated. And I...
So in other words, the situation was that the school needed to be paid $9,000 so that your son could graduate. Otherwise, he wouldn't graduate, right?
He would not graduate with his class. He wouldn't be able to walk up the aisle. It was a big thing. I remembered about thanking the Elohim in the morning, and I think that that's really a wonderful way to connect with the energies. It's quite positive, gratitude and praise. And I felt the connection immediately. I went on about my day, called the high school to give them the bad news that I had come up with some money, but only not enough. And they gave me this price that was 25 cents on the dollar, and just out of the blue, that day, and said, you come up with this over the weekend, and your son is good, which I did. And that was miraculous to me. And like you were saying earlier, maybe that's a coincidence. But I've been working on this for 2 years. And the day that I really called in the light and connected, I felt the connection with Elohim. And then this transpired. To me, that is more than synchronous. That is the answer to my prayer.
Didn't something else happen the same day?
Well, yes. People started calling me that owed me money. So I still had to come up with some thousands of dollars in over the weekend. And out of the blue, people would call up and say, you know that $500 that I owe you, I want to come by tomorrow and pay you that. And work with coming in, and it was this wave of prosperity. And it was more than adequate to fit my needs and the people around me. And I started... Well, the next question, of course, is, well, why not live your life that way every day? That is, you know, the challenge there, to live every day like anything is possible.
You know, I'd like to point out, this is not a situation where you call on the Elohim and they do things. And they say, oh, Mars and this guy, we're going to do this. What happens, as I see it, as I try to interpret this, is by calling on them, they are a consciousness in a very high dimension. And by calling on them, you integrate yourself into a higher dimension. And suddenly, energy is flowing in other realms. And people start getting signals like, you know, who's in this guy? What did he say? Just pops into their mind. There's no control mechanism, no manipulation. Not like doing black magic and say, I want so and so to pay me. It's like you're bringing it out to the universe. And suddenly, you are a broadcasting station, and they're. They can add their energy, like that classical thing where the energy transfers through gears through the wheel, and suddenly co-creation of oneness where something happens that shouldn't have happened. You scratch in your head and say, was that coincidence? Is that coincidence? And then it doesn't seem like it was, but that is how they work. They may comment on it. If John Terry can come in, they may say, yeah, we helped. Sometimes they say that. But they do not want you to give up your power. They want you to be in your power. In other words, you got a bicycle, you've got to pedal it. If you don't pedal it, there's no transference of energy. So it's kind of like your bicycle only has more power. You have more power. You can move around faster. And that is the experience of the connection. And it's the co-creative, which means you're doing it and they're helping it. And truly, there is no you and them. It's all one. But the illusion is, because we're in this veil here, we can't see it. It looks like they're helping. So if you just move into a sacred moment in the morning and say, okay, I'm open. Here's,
I noticed one thing, then, that when my matrix expanded, many of the people around me also seemed to benefit from that, and they expanded energetically as well. But not everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Some people contracted in a very dramatic way, and I'm wondering about that.
Well, everyone's got free will, and some people are rigidly holding on to a contracted space. They're attached to it, and so they're not going to expand because you expand. Okay? Most people will, because most people want to feel better. And when you're around an expanded energy, most people will want to participate and feel that energy. But it's not at a conscious level. It's like you walk into the room and everybody says, oh, this is so much better to be in the room. You know, it happens at a very subtle level. But there's other people that are very attached, or either they're attached or they have karmic patterns that are overwhelming and keep them contracted. There's some of the people that are on this call that are listening that have really intense karmic patterns. And it takes a lot of work for you, a lot of commitment to keep your attention, your focus, to not be brought down by the circumstances of the world till you can release those patterns. One of the things that helps release the patterns is being of service, because every time you do something for someone else out of your heart, genuinely out of your heart, not because you're trying to release your patterns, but out of your heart, you kind of start building light units in other realms, and before you know it, the patterns go away, okay? Because you're doing things above the patterns. Coming into the call helps. But thank you so much for sharing that with us and inspiration. And I am sure someone is going to change their life if they heard you share that and start applying that. So it's a big thing to share these things, because this is where the tire meets the road. When somebody applies this stuff and something changes. Now we have Dean Turner. He's in Oklahoma City. Dean, can we go to Star 6 from you? Hello, Dean.
I'm here.
All right, Dean. We don't have to sit carry on you. Do we teach you how to unmute, right?
I can hear you.
I hear you. So, I received an email from Dean yesterday. And, Dean, how long have you been coming into our calls?
I started listening in on your calls during one of your appearances for Coast to Coast AM, George Norrie. So, gosh, how many months ago was that? I can't remember how many months ago that was, but...
Probably about 8 months ago.
Yeah, it could be. It might be right.
Yeah. Okay. And I think you've been listening to the calls, but for a long time, I don't think you identified yourself. Is that true?
I've listened to probably hundreds of hours of audio in the archives. So
right.
I've listened to a lot of your stuff. I've gone all the way back direction. So I do know some of the history, back history.
Mm-hmm. So I want to point out to you that Dean made a huge commitment, I mean, to his own self. He felt the energy. It grabbed him, and he started listening to our archives, which are just hundreds of things out there for free, thespiritchannel.net. And in the email Dean sent me, he was in Oklahoma City, and he was directly in the path of the tornado that was coming down, and something happened.
And why don't you share where were you? Were you home? You weren't home, were you?
No, I was at work at the time. I work on Tinker Air Force Base. So I was actually at the time.
You were on the Air Force Base, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And the tornado was headed right towards the Air Force Base, right?
That's correct. The trajectory of the thing was headed straight that direction.
Okay. So,
and so I had been, you know, my house was actually between where I was at and where the thing was going to, so it was in direct line as well. And they had released us a little bit early when they knew the thing was forming up and released us to go, you know, to live close enough for us to go, you know, toward our house and check on our families. But by the time they had done that, the hail core, which usually travels to the north of those rotations, the hail core had, you know, it was a pretty large hail core, and had already started forming, you know, close to where my house was. So I was kind of cut off for time. I had to really pretty much shelter in place. So by that time, the warning classes on base started going off. So once that happened, they pretty much locked the base down, and everybody has to run for cover. So,
what's a hail core? Dean, what is a hail core?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hail core is when you have strong supercell storms like that, they typically, because they're such high altitude, the whole storm is a very high altitude storm. Even though a lot of the destruction happens down at the surface, it raises so far up into the sky that part of that, it takes what normally would be rain, and it lifts it up and down multiple times for, I'm not sure exactly how many tens of thousands of feet it is, but it's multiple tens of thousands of feet. And it keeps, the wind will keep blowing it up in the air, then it'll fall down as an ice pellet, and then it'll blow it back up in the air again, and it'll come back down bigger because it water freezes on it when it gets up to a certain point. And it does this
sometimes,
and that's how it
Do you have a background as a meteorologist? It's like you really understand these things.
It's funny because if you live in Oklahoma long enough, the meteorologists for our television stations around here are such experts at violent storms and violent weather that they kind of go through miniature weather classes every time storms happen. So they teach you a lot on the air as things are happening. So I got to know quite a bit about the meteorology.
Okay.
Because violent storms
are doing that. So basically, you couldn't leave the base. You got locked down on the base, right?
That's correct.
And then what happened?
Myself and probably a dozen or so of the people that I work with headed to the designated area for us, which was one of the internal rooms of the building that we work in. And we kind of hunkered down then in that area, and I'm not exactly sure of the exact time that happened when we actually got in there, but I do remember at some point the power, which was either because the tornado had hit a power substation somewhere to the south that was powering the base, or because lightning had struck, and we weren't really sure what happened, but either way, we were power. And a lot of the people that were hunkered down in the room there where I was at, had their smartphones, and they were tracking across the internet, across their smartphones. They were tracking the radar signatures of that tornado, and they were tracking, you know, where it was going and how long it would take before it got here. And I think a lot of people were starting to get really scared at that point because it was headed straight for us. And sorry, I'm kind of nervous.
You're doing good. You're doing good.
Somewhere about that time, I think it's whenever I at first had an idea in my head that I was going to try to meditate, but there was so much going on around me. You know, it's kind of hard to get into any type of deep meditation when you have that much stuff going on around you and there's some people so close to you, or at least it's me anyway. So I didn't have a lot of feel for getting anything back from spirit. So I kind of went to kind of switch mode and went into old school prayer, which is kind of putting your prayer up into the sky, which is what I did. And that's when I reached that point. And during that whole time, I had been sending text messages back and forth to family down in Texas. And they were starting to pray, too. And I'm sure there were prayers all over Moore and south of Oklahoma City at that point. I mean, I'm sure there were thousands and thousands of prayers going up. So I'm sure it made a metaphysical racket. But somewhere around that when all of that was happening, that thing was still barreling down straight toward us. The thing, the tornado actually started my path here, basically pretty much straight due east at one point. It kept a very strong east or almost due east track, and heading toward, by that point, unfortunately, it had already done a lot of destruction here in the populated areas of the earth. So there was still a whole lot of bad stuff that happened. But at the point where it had started to turn, it was starting to turn toward more unpopulated areas. And it was headed straight toward one of our local lakes. It has a lot of wooded areas around it. Big point where it actually roped out and dissipated. It was where there's a bunch of pasture land and fields and wooded areas. So
what happened is the tornado changed trajectory in an unexpected way before it hit the base. Right.
Well, they can meander and they can go back and forth a lot, but based on the type of storm this was and the time of year it is, most tornadoes that track with all those types of conditions typically track in Oklahoma. Typically track northwest, or I'm sorry, from southwest to northeast. They usually have a track from southwest to northeast, and they usually go in a more northeasterly direction. Sometimes. They can meander east-northeast or north-northeast, and even rarely they can sometimes travel due north and sometimes due east. And this is one of those times where it's traveling, almost due east at that point. And it's not impossible that it happened that way on its own, but it sure felt like, if there was any intelligence that they could steer that thing, or if it could steer on its own, away from populated area, I think that that might have been what happened. That it had gotten steered toward a more unpopulated area, toward the last part of its track.
And then it died down.
A lot more. Yes,
it died down. It was expected.
It went from the other side street.
Yeah.
To virtually nothing. Well, pretty much nothing. It broke down into nothing. Yeah. And that's
right.
Usually, I guess, when those things do, I guess they can die pretty quick, and I have seen that before, but a lot of times they'll start de-escalating in force before it actually does that. This one here seemed like it just died so quick that it was almost like an off switch. That's what it almost looked like to me.
Right, and that's unusual.
It seemed unusual to me, yes.
I got a question for you. When you were meditating or when you were praying, did you notice anything unusual inside yourself? Did you feel a shift, or was it you just asking in your head, "We need help"? Like, how did you feel?
I sort of almost felt like the energy was there already, was already with me. And I don't know if that's because I had, a lot of times during my time at work, I'll listen to the internet audio of different calls. And whenever I'm doing that, the energy is there whenever I'm listening to that. And sometimes it doesn't dissipate right away. So I have, and actually even at one point during when I was getting really nervous during the being sheltered there, I actually listened to a few minutes of a call. And that helped calm me as well. That energy, when you feel it, it has a really good calming effect to it. And so that's why I sort of feel like the energy was already there. It wasn't like I had to call it in. Whenever I was praying, I was actually stretching out for that too. So, I wouldn't be surprised if it was there the whole time, and that it was with me the whole time, and it was with whoever needed comfort. Whoever was asking for comfort probably felt the same thing. But I will tell you this, because I didn't tell you this in the email, but the last time an F5 tornado came through this same general area, I was in the path of that one, too, and that was in 1999. And in 2003, there was another F4 tornado that was in the same area, and I was in the path of that, too. So I'm probably one of the few people in the world that can say that they've been in direct path of two F5 and one F4 tornado, and I can tell you I really would like to trade that. The notice for being for that for something a lot more fun and less stressful. But if I was a more big guy, I'd think that those things were trying to come for me. But right. You know, these things are just—they're monsters. I mean, they are just so. Basically, the original point I'm trying to make was is that back during the 1999 one, especially that thing came 40 yards of where my wife and I were staying in an apartment. And, you know, I could have punted a football field into, or a football into ground zero where that thing was. It was 40 yards away from where we were. And I remember being so terrified during that one. And this one here, especially since, you know, I felt a lot more calm. I don't know if it's because I view death differently now than I did back then because of all the stuff that I've reoriented to and learned. But I didn't feel as terrified this time as I did during the other ones. And
I bet you're less scared of death after you're on our calls for a while. That's one of the things that happens. And you can just say, well, if it's my time, it's my time. You know, one thing you told me was how the town people in Moore, Oklahoma got very loving after this event occurred.
Oh, gosh.
You know, one of the things that was in the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce from the Ra group was when these things occur on your planet, although they may be tough and they're not going to be very popular, it's going to cause more people to graduate this realm because it's going to force them if they take the cue, it's going to force them to open their hearts to each other and to help each other. So in a sense, they're saying, as much as we don't like these kinds of events, there's a potential positive for it because an event like this may create lasting new relationships of a higher level between the people, which now they're going to graduate and they wouldn't have otherwise. And you saw that. You saw that the people's hearts opened up to each other, right?
Oh, gosh, that happened immediately after it was all clear and everybody came out. People started rushing toward the area and started helping and trying, you know, pulling people out from this trouble and helping in every way they could. And that's, you know, this past couple of days, it's gone. People are just opening their hearts to each other. And, you know, one of the things I heard this time, I didn't hear last time, although maybe it happened, I didn't hear about it, but there's even, I heard today about a program somebody had started called Adopt a Family. And there's people here in the area who are opening their homes to families who, you know, their houses got leveled. They're opening their homes and letting another family come in to live with them for a few days until they can find, you know, some way to get back on their feet or get another place to live or temporary lodging. Or they're just, you know, families are letting just come right into their house and live with them for a few days. It's that type of community that I'm talking about. And it's just, you know, it's just a very heartwarming
feeling. I hope L.A. responds that way if there's ever an event like that or New York. God, let's pray for that. Dean, thank you so much for. I know you did really well, and I'm telling you by sharing this, I know you touched people.
Can I just say hi to Terry real quick this time? Because last time I talked with you, I didn't get a chance to, and I felt bad about that. So I wanted to say hi to Terry this time. I was kind of starting.
Terry, are you on the line?
Terry? Hello, Terry.
I'm
mute.
Your ears aren't working. So, can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, I've got a question for Dean. It's amazing, and you have mentioned you listened to the call a little bit. What was our call? Was our call going on at the time, or was it a replay or something?
Oh no, it was definitely a replay. But they said that before that their energies are always present on the transcripts and the calls. And I can tell you, I can be a witness for that. That's 100% true. And I always feel the energy come in whenever I'm listening to a replay. So yeah, it was definitely a replay. It wasn't a live call; it's a replay. But either way, the energies were still there.
You know, Terry.
Yes.
Terry, it's 6:55, and we're supposed to be off right now, and we didn't have time to ask anyone's questions. So I apologize to all of you and the questions that I said we were going to ask, and I didn't know how long this would take, but maybe we can bring them in for a minute or two, and they might have some. Oh, one thing is I really want to send a light to Carla Rucker, and she's going through some stuff. Let's all take a moment and hold the space for Carla's healing and her graft to heal. Let's do that right now. And we have 2 minutes. You want to have a really short word, Terry, or you think we should wait till Sunday?
Let's have a really short word.
Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, everyone on this call. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light, transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And we have about 2 minutes. And we invite our sources to make any comments on this call.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. It is our joy to be with you today. And we impart our love light to Vaughn and to Dean and to all of the people who experienced a tornado in Oklahoma and all of the people who has any issue of concern that they are working with. We are available. We were available. And we hear what you are asking. We send our energy to all of those people who have lost things within that area. We see that there is consciousness to everything, to the rocks, to the tornado, to the physical things even. There is consciousness. And when you align with love, then that consciousness aligns easier with you. You have heard us well, Dean and Ron, and we count many others up there. We put love light around your areas. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and thank you, all of you who are showing up all the time on these calls and supporting this, and for those of you that are waiting for an experience, don't give up. It's there to be had. Be patient, and go to the Spirit Channel. Well, we have hundreds of calls up there for free. It really doesn't matter which one you listen to, because, well, it may matter. Some of them have information that may be more relevant, but all of them have this energy on it. And by listening, you're learning how to hold the energy for yourself. On that note, I'm going to unmute everybody. Thank you.
Unmuted.
Not cutting us off.
Give up.
Trouble.
There to be had.
All right. And you're all unmuted. We'll see you next time.
Well, thank you
very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you,
Terry.
Have a wonderful remainder of the week.
Have a great evening.
Thank you, Vaughn. Thank you, Dean.
See you all on Sunday.
Thank you, Vaughn. Thank you, Dean.
Good night, Lucy. Good night, Marilyn.
That's lovely with us all.
Good night, Terry. Good night, Wynn.
Good night, Michael.
Your conference recording has stopped.
Good night, Michael.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night, Michael.
Good night, Terry.